We've learned tonight that President Bush was warned before the September 11th terrorist attacks of a possible plot by the Al-Qaeda organization to hijack American airplanes. But, according to the White House, there was little detail in the intelligence reports and no mention of a plot to use planes as missiles. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us now. Don, what can you tell us about what the administration knew and what they did about it?
We don't have a great deal in terms of the timeline, but we do know that that in the weeks before September 11th, President Bush was briefed. It was apparently in his regular morning security briefing that every president gets every morning, that Osama bin Laden's terrorist network, and again, it was specifically named Osama bin Laden, was involved in some kind of a plot to hijack U.S. airplanes. Mm-hmm. Again, strictly hijacked. So at this point, everyone was thinking that that it would follow the normal pattern of hijacking. They didn't know that the planes would or could be used to crash into buildings. Ari Fleischer, the president's press secretary, in a statement tonight, says there had been longstanding speculation shared with the president about the potential of hijackings in the traditional sense, and they did have general threats involving Osama bin Laden both around the world and in the U.S. And a private warning, not a public warning, but a private warning went out to federal agencies across the country.
Don, I would presume that there are lots of warnings like this. Do you have any idea of the frequency of this kind of thing and whether this was special in any way?
I don't know the frequency, but again, it's not unheard of. But again, this one was specific. It did deal with Osama bin Laden, and what's not clear is what, if any, action was taken, if security was beefed up in any way once that warning went out.
Mm-hmm. I guess it raises further questions about intelligence failures on a day when there was news of an FBI memo mentioning bin Laden possibly using U.S. flight schools to train terrorists.
Right. Congress is looking into that. They want to know if this could have been prevented, the September 11th attacks, and this is another piece of information for them to look into.
Thanks, Don.
My pleasure.
NPR's White House correspondent, Don Gagne.